Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Let me tell you, it's been an exciting year for country music and, obviously for Neon Rain. How's your year been?
It's been really good, actually. Thank you. We had a great summer. We had a really great stretch of festivals and weddings and a lot of private corporate stuff, so which is nice.
How's the new material? I know you guys are feverishly writing new material. How's that going for you?
Oh, it's funny you should say that. I was actually pulling up my computer and found some songs that we had written a while back for our new CD, and it was kind of almost like finding gold. It was like, hey, I forgot about these songs. So, yeah, it's going well. It's a beginning process with this kind of stuff, you know, with artists and writers. You know, you start with that basic song and, you know, that turns into a groove, which turns into, all the little nuances of the song. And then before you know it, you're playing it on stage.
So is there more than you need for the new CD, Rob? Do you have to cut some?
I think we're going to probably take in a different direction, Rob. We're going to concentrate on doing batches of songs. So we're going to release 3 songs at a time, probably within a couple of month period, release them on all the social media platforms and Spotify and hopefully radio play and go from there.
How's the writing process? Are you going outside the box of Neon Rain, or are you all kind of still collaborating and coming up with the sound yourself?
Well, we love going outside of the box, Rob. That's kind of our thing. But as far as the writing process goes itself, we don't really force ourselves to write. It's not like, okay, we're going to sit down and write a song. It's more of an inspiration, Rob, where we'll get, hey, you know, I'll give you an example. One song that Kenny and I wrote on our new CD called Piece of Glass, I actually wrote it just recording my voice while I was driving, and I was just rhyming off the lyrics. And before I got home, I had them literally done on the phone. We transposed them, created the song within 20 minutes, and there you go. So,
wow.
You do get some spots like that. And then unfortunately you'll get others like the songs that I had mentioned earlier that sit there for a while and they marinate. And when you get more, you know, when you start to develop yourself as a writer and you look back at those, then you can start putting those other talents in there and other features, right?
Kind of winding down here for 2023 into the new year we're going. How's the outlook? How busy is the schedule?
We started booking into 2024 at the beginning of this summer, pretty
wow.
much. We get a lot of shows that we've done over the years, Rob, where at the end of the show, as they're settling up with us, they're leaving with a handshake saying, okay, see you next year. We've been fortunate enough along the way. You know, for example, the Milton Fair, we just finished up a couple of weeks back. We calculated that was our 15th time playing there in 17 years.
Wow. Tremendous right? work. So they really like what you're doing. They love you guys.
It's entertainment factor. And we love each other. We're bandmates. We're brothers. And, you know, to stand on stage and perform to an eager crowd and still enjoy what you're doing and you know, having your own fun up there, it's priceless.
Nice job. Well, you guys are doing your own thing, doing it well, and doing it consistently, which is the key today for sure. Thank you for your time. Rob Kirkham, Neon Rain. You can find them all on socials. Where are you guys playing next? The next kind of show coming up we can put here?
This Saturday evening, we're in Delhi at the German Home, starting at 9 p.m.
Kicking it in Delhi. Neon Rain, Rob Kirkham, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Rob.